I only have 48 hours left on this memory card. Think we can squeeze it in?
It's going to be tight.
Yeah, there's 7,000 submissions this month to get through.
And we got to talk about every one in detail.
Actually, there's 11. Actually, that's not true. There's 10 and one I want to squeeze in from last week.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Ours go to 11. Welcome to episode 689 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, I haven't done any shows without you. So with me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia.
In retrospect, that opening could have been smoother on my part.
Yeah, my part was good though. I was super smooth.
No, you nailed it. No question. Yeah. I'm just saying, I wish my opening was as smooth as my, what we discussed before the show. Forget it. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Teaser.
Get kicked off of YouTube for that. All right. What's going on, Adam? What's going on? How was your April?
I don't really remember. It seems like it was a blur, but we're into May now. So far May is good. We're less than a week in. It's terrific. But yeah, April was a little bit cool around these parts because I know everyone likes to hear about the weather, but it looks like May is going to start to warm up. So I'm excited. It's been too cold and too damp and all the things that I don't like. So I want it to be warm and sunny. I want to be able to sit out in the backyard on our patio and just kind of enjoy the
tan your back hair.
Yeah. I want to enjoy the evening breeze and, you know, maybe listen to a podcast, listen to some music and just relax. That's what I want.
Have a mint julep.
Yeah. That would be delightful.
I guess that's what I'm hearing. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm on board too, because at the end of March, beginning of April, summer rolled in here. Full steam. Like, honestly, beginning of April, 29 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, amazing.
Like 13 here. This is what it's been, 12 or 13.
I got a sunburn in the middle of the night in my sleep. Like, that was...
Wow.
No, that's... I don't get sunburns. But the... So it was awesome. It was summer, and then it wasn't. And then it was winter yet again. So my son's first baseball game got snowed out.
Oh, no.
So that was delightful. Yeah, opening day, snow. And that's the end of April. That's like April 20, mid of the third week of April, something like that. So yeah, they had to cancel it. It was the forecast was 2 degrees and raining. So we just canceled it the night before. And it ended up snowing later in the day. And now we're back. Now it was back to better weather. The Freibad is open. The pool is open. I can see spring here. I know exactly what you're describing, Adam. This is what I want. I love sitting outside with the fresh cut grass, enjoying dinner outside, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah. Barbecue time, all that stuff. So yeah, but it is over here. It is musical theater show time. So Sarah's production just opened a couple nights ago, and so we've been just busy with that because it is all encompassing when it is show season, because the show only runs for, like, I want to say 9 days. It opens on like a Friday and it goes to the following Sunday. So yeah, I guess is that 9 days? I think my math is
Patreon. If you want to help us out, go to our website twohosers.com and click on the link. Thanks to everybody who does it. And anybody who's thinking about it, it helps us. I just paid a bunch of bills again. I didn't know how much, because I'm bad at bills. Sure. I pay them, but I don't keep track. But we pay a lot, actually, for internet hosting stuff. So much appreciated to everybody out there. No, I'm just kidding. I want to hear more about the show, actually. I was going to ask you. I thought it was already done, but you're right in the middle of it. This is Finding Dory.
Finding Nemo. Yeah, Sarah.
But
Sarah
is Dory.
She plays Dory, but it's Finding Nemo. And it's great. It was really enjoyable. Went to see it the other night. I'll go again to see one of the last shows this coming weekend. So, no, it was great. And funny thing is that they make these little videos, like, I don't know, 10, 15 second videos, part of the lead TikTok. Up to the show. Yeah, like whatever. I think they posted them on Instagram for their theater group, their Delta Youth Theater. Anyways, what happened, believe it or not, is they made one of these videos with Sarah and the character Marlon, like they're kind of, they do a lot of their scenes together and they're just doing rehearsals in a church. And this one scene where they kind of see a whale coming and it's like maybe 10 or 12 seconds long. Anyways, all the video clips they've made, they get like 4,000, 5,000 views. Occasionally there's one that will catch fire at 25 or 30,000.
Wow.
2.8 million they got on
Instagram.
On Instagram, which is crazy because I don't think it's not like TikTok. I don't think you usually get that kind of views on a video, but because it's short in length, they don't get like anything from it. There's no like, hey, you get a cent a view, here's $27,000 or whatever.
But, right.
They did manage like that. I thought that was pretty crazy. It's like this silly little clip, that got, 2.8 million views.
So yeah. With the Hosers bump right now, they're looking at 2.8 million and 12.
Yeah, maybe, or eight. Let's not oversell it.
Okay. I didn't mean to big us up or nothing.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny, like just how I don't know. Again, I don't know how the internet works. At some point, they just throw it on everyone's browser. So I'm surprised you haven't already seen it. Like I don't know how the algorithms work, but whatever. It's
okay.
Just,
well,
it's
no, stupid. If in the middle of it, if right in the middle of the scene, Sarah wiped out and broke her spine on a mountain bike.
Yeah.
The algorithm would have recommended it to me.
Sure. Yeah, that's your
Or a
thing.
Skateboard. Doesn't have to be a mountain bike. Could be a skateboard. Mostly skateboards. but I say that. I sort of joking. I don't like it when it happens to kids. When I see grown adults do that, it is the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also keeps you in business. So it's a twofer.
Yeah, I don't know that it led to a bump in ticket sales for their show, but anyways, we thought it was pretty funny.
I meant your massage therapy business.
Right. No.
Right. No. No. So did anybody I was thinking maybe you're going to say like who played Dory? That was what's her name, right?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen. Yeah. I saw maybe she saw it or something and commented.
Maybe she did. The puppets, I think I probably mentioned this before. The puppets are incredible. Like the people that have done the
I didn't even know what this costumes. Was. I was going to ask you how they're doing it. They do puppets?
Yeah, so I guess the original show that they used to have in Disney World. I don't know if they ever had in Disneyland. I think it was just in Disney World. That's how they did it. So the people kind of wear costumes that sort of draw them kind of more to the background. Although Dory's costume that Sarah wears outside of the puppet is pretty bright and shiny, but yeah, they hold up these essentially like versions, like full size versions of the fish. So like, you know, and but they're not like they're wearing a mic, they're saying everything, they're just kind of holding it up, but the fish move, like they all have kind of like those movable bodies. And so
your daughter holds it up while she's acting.
Yeah, while she's acting, she kind of wiggles it and makes it like look like it's swimming and stuff. And so,
Okay. Yeah,
it's pretty great. Like, I think at some point there'll be a video of it. So, I can send you a link to the video once the video is available. Just again, it's one of those things you'll watch
five minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes and you're good. But no, it's really cool. The lady who did the costume design made like all of the characters. So there must be 50 of these different kind of fish that they've constructed. Some of them are huge, like sharks, and they all have these movable bodies. I mean, it's an incredible amount of work, but the set and costume side of this is like unbelievably amazing for a kids production, for a youth theater production. So Okay. Yeah, it's all very cool. So
I'm looking at it right now. It you are underselling it. It is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. And I think they made little videos too of the lady who did the costume stuff, like making the actual characters and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Whoever took the stage photo, the shutter speed's way off. They need to get you in there, dude.
Okay. All right. I'll not volunteer because that's something I'm not going to do. But overall, great, great production. So that's
what we've been up. The lighting looks
cool. Yeah, the lighting's very good. Sets, everything is really, really well done.
All right. Well, no offense to Cedric.
Is that who did the photo?
Yeah. Well, one of them looks sharp, and then one of them looks like a bit of a motion blur, possibly. It could be. You know what? It could be. It could just be. The small Instagram version. So I'm selling this guy out.
Okay. I think they did have someone who knew what they were doing, but I don't know. I don't know that it's been hired out by a professional group or if it was, you know, a parent who volunteered to do it. I do know that you can, you can buy some stills through a website. So I would assume that there's someone who's, you know, at least a semi-professional doing the photos for for the whole thing.
Well, 90% chance I'm just looking at a poorly blown up version of Instagram. So I should blame Instagram and not. Although the photographer has no posts on his and 67 followers. So I don't know. I don't know where to go with this.
It's a red flag, yeah.
You know what? Beginning of June, you report back to us, okay? Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So there's that. Well, that's awesome. I mean, and so I missed it. Like, they go through until the weekend, or
till this coming Sunday is the finale. So I think Sarah, because there's two parts. She plays like alternating like shows. She plays Dory, and then she has more of a background character. So I saw the Dory once, and then I'm gonna go see the Dory again. Lisa's going to see the Dory performance tonight, and then Jack and I are gonna go on Friday and see her final Dory performance, because she does it Friday, and then their last performance is Sunday, but she will not be the Dory for the last performance.
Yeah, no, skip the loser one. Don't do that one.
Yeah, so we like it because she gets, you know, her she's got a lot. She's got a huge role in this one, so we might as well go see her when she's front and center.
Is this a musical?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you already say that? I didn't know. Because the movie's not a musical.
I know, it's always a musical for this. This is musical theater. So it's always a musical. They did Shrek musical, Finding Nemo the musical.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday the 13th, the musical.
Sure. Yeah.
That'd be good, actually. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm going to cut that part because I'm actually going to start writing this.
Okay.
I'm not. I wouldn't even read that. Like, I can't even read things, let alone write them. That's harder.
Yeah. Writing, I think, is harder.
Awesome. Great. Well, you know, the usual stuff over here. The baseball's going on, you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's going here. I'm waiting for nicer weather, but yes, it's going on.
My son, so last we spoke, I think I told you my son was trying out for the provincial select team.
Okay.
He did make it.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yes, he's thrilled. He's jazzed. Because it's not his last year. Like he's still got two more seasons in this age division, like this year and next year.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had no idea going in. I was like, people are asking me, like, oh, do you think he has a chance? I was like, I don't know. I have, I do tell people, I'm like, well, he is the greatest 10-year-old baseball player in Germany. My son is.
Okay.
However, he's also my son, so I'm pretty sure I'm biased.
Right.
There's a good chance I might not be the most objective.
Right.
So I do it that way. No, I honestly don't know. I have no clue. You know, whatever. So we went to the tryouts and that was good. And then he ended up, he did make the team. So as a first year kind of thing. And so he's very excited. So next weekend, 2 weekends from now, we go up to the former capital of West Germany, Bonn. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah.
And there's a tournament where, like, not all 16 of the German states have a team. I think 8 enter the tournament for the German trophy, whatever it's called. I don't know what the translation is, but we're heading up there. So it's had to get a day off school. Had to get permission from school to go.
Okay.
Which is kind of it's kind of a big league thing. It's not like, hey, I need to go to the dentist. It's like, well, listen, I made the the select team, so I won't be here Friday. It's a flex move.
Right.
Yeah, no flexing. It's funny to say that because at the tryouts, one of the kids was overheard telling another kid, hey, if we make this team, we can flex at school. And
that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, he did not flex at school. So my son recognizes, because I was like, hey, listen, you understand this means you have an opportunity to work hard in front of other people now. Like, it's not like you're, hey, good, you did it, it's over. Like, this is step one of many. So let's go and work hard. So we did, like, we've been going out, and like last night, we have our normal practices and with his team, but he likes to go out to the field, just me and him. And so we went out last night after dinner, ended up going for like 2.5 hours. He just wouldn't stop. It's like hitting baseballs.
So we ended up that's great. Like, oh. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, after 300, I was like, okay, you got to stop now.
Yeah.
Like, your hand's bleeding, so we should probably quit. He's right. Like, I got batting gloves, Dad. I'm like, yeah, I know you do. So, anyways, proud dad, definitely proud dad. Did I tell you that was one of the reasons? Did we talk about it? I told you I ordered it on the show last week, but the 300 millimeter lens, this was a big part of it.
No, you already had it. Maybe it was you told me off air that you had gotten it. You sent me some sample shots and stuff.
Yeah, I think last episode, a month ago, I had ordered it. It was on the way. At least I hoped it was on the way. It was. Turns out it was. And then so since then. So that was part of the impetus for, which I think is the right word, for buying it, was to get more shots of sports stuff like that and whatnot. So, yeah. So looking forward to that. My bathroom. Not done. Not done yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we close?
It's no. Well, it depends. I mean, you can use it if you like, but it's going to be a mess.
Okay.
There's a lot. It turns out, like, once you rip the walls apart and you look behind, you're like, oh, I didn't know that's how it was done. And then you got to learn a bunch of stuff. Turns out.
Okay.
So for those of you at home, if you are going to get a new bathroom, hire somebody who knows what they're doing, not me.
Right.
Yeah. But I am learning, so it's okay. It's my wife's been very patient. She understands. Like, we have, like I said, two other bathrooms, so it's been fine. I have all the pieces now, the floor heating, the shower, like, pan and the bathtub and the rain, the built-in rain shower. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's there.
You might fly over here just to use the shower.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the finished product. What's the estimated time of completion?
I don't want to give a date out because I'll miss that. Whatever it is. It could be Christmas. I'll miss it. Okay. No,
Christmas.
No,
Christmas.
Some of the hard stuff. Yeah. Not this Christmas. A Christmas. No. A lot of stuff came up in between, and like I said, the hernia surgery. Did I tell you that on the air? I didn't tell you. I had hernia surgery, and they want you to not tear the stitches out right after. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sounds
they advise like a good plan. You to not do that, and so that's all back. But fortunately, I don't think I told you that the doctor is he legitimately is, like, he wins awards for being the best hernia surgeon in like South Germany or something. And I was like, okay, I guess that's a thing. It's like it was stitched up by a plastic surgeon. There's no scar.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I was impressed. I was like, hey, good job, doc. I figured, I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to grow extra belly hair. And he's like, no, yeah, you can shave it now. It looks good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, your belly button modeling days are still on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is that. They didn't do it. I thought that he might throw in some liposuction while he had it open, but he did not. He's like, nah, man, you got to earn that. You got to burn that off yourself. So,
right,
we'll take care of that. But anyway, but part of that slowed down the bathroom and whatnot, because you can't be lifting stuff on the screwing stuff to the ceiling, like drywall and stuff, when you have a fresh hernia surgery. Yeah, don't do it. So there's that. All right. Well, so as I said, the 300 millimeter arrived, and all I can say is, wow.
So you like it?
I can't believe I didn't buy one 10 years ago. That's how much I like it. Because it's an old lens. Like, it's been around for always, I think. And it is... So we'll get right into the did you shoot anything interesting this month? Because I did shoot some things, mostly, almost everything with the 300. So it showed up right away, and I was like, all right, told my daughter, like, seconds I got out of the box, go step outside, I want to see what this thing does. So this is the very first photo I shot with the thing, is that of my daughter, which is not lit or nothing like, so it's not like the greatest photo of all time, but look at that bokeh.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It is awesome. So this lens is fantastic. It's got the collar on it for like for the tripod mount, so you don't have to like snap your, ruin your camera. So it mounts on there great. It's actually very, very light because it's not a zoom lens. It's the F4L 300 mil prime. So right. Without the zoom, which you could use, if it was like, I could use a little bit of extra room on some things, like a couple of, when I go to shoot, it's a little bit tight sometimes, but you have to know your situation. But because it's a prime, it is really quite light. It's very easy to handle. And the lens hood is built in, so it kind of like pulls out on its own, which is kind of cool. Too.
Yeah.
So all in all, I was like, well, it has pretty much lived on my camera for the month of April. So I did that. And went here's one of the batting practice evenings with my son. So you can see how in close it gets.
Yeah.
We had a talk about game face after this. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Yeah. But you get it nice and tight. And then this is another shot from like center field. We went out to the park. So the deal is I went down to the park, and as I was pulling in, one evening, just unannounced, the two coaches, player coaches from our men's team were there just finishing up their practice and said, hey, can we stick around? We'd love to stick around and hit with them. And so one of them pitched, the other one shagged with me, and they ended up staying for like 2 hours and just threw him batting practice for 2 hours. So the good news is I got to go and take photos of him doing that.
Right.
So,
good.
So there's that. And then the next shot is the four of us, which I just wanted a shot of the four of us after practice with that lens on a tripod. And you can see in my left hand is my phone. That's the remote. You don't use the remote for the phone remote. You have your dedicated one for the R6, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not big league. I have the app, and that's why I'm holding my phone like a Gomer.
Right.
But so this is on a tripod at home plate, and we're standing out in left field essentially to make sure that we're in the shot.
You got it. You're in. Yeah.
Yes, that's what 300 mils does to you.
Yeah.
And then we had to do an announcement, like whatever on the what have you, for our team does an announcement that he made the Baden-Württemberg team, so we needed a headshot, but we couldn't get to the field that. And our field's not very good looking, and so I was like, all right, well, let's just go out in the field out by our house. I'll do a sort of a clamshell lighting. Not even a clamshell. It's sort of one in behind, one in front. Sort of a wraparound clamshell lighting. And we'll just use the grass in behind as a background. Well, at this distance, at F4, look what happens to that's just grass. That is in camera. There's no green background. That is the grass behind him.
Yeah, that's pretty blurred out. Looks like a green screen.
Yeah, it's too much. In the future, I'm not going to do this unless I actually really want to do it, like really go for the effect. But I wouldn't have done it here. But this is I got back and I was like, wow, like just melts away, and absolutely out of camera. Then I got a game shot from one of our men's team games. Went in behind home plate, try to get the pitcher and frame it with the umpire and batter and catcher.
Yeah, looks good.
And that's through the backstop, which, by the way, you know, before with the 70-200, I would get up close and take the lens cap off and or the lens hood off and lens cap as well, but the lens hood off and get in close to make it disappear and shoot through one of the holes. With this lens, you could stand like, honestly, like 20 feet away. And if you're shooting out to the mound, you do not see the screen.
Which is nice. That's a nice benefit.
Yeah. People look at you like you're an idiot. And then they see the pictures and they're like, wow, you are not an idiot. You are, just for other reasons.
Right.
So there's that. And then our import, the guy on the right there, Trent, who I used to play with his dad a long time ago, had his Hawks debut, hit three hits, including an in-the-park home run, and this was the inside-the-park home run, just after.
Nice, yeah. Getting the high fives.
But you can just see the quality of the image. And then the last one, I know I actually edited these down. Like, I shot a ton with this, but then there's my son playing in, we have a U15 team that is short players. And so he came up and played had a pretty good day. I think he got his first hit in the league, in the 15-year-old league. It's not the same. It's not like playing against Jack. I don't think he would fare quite as well in the North American junior. What do you call yours? Bantam?
Yeah, 15U. They still call it 15. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's essentially the same. It's. I'm not going to compare the two because I don't think he'd fare as well. But he was facing the kid last week. He faced a kid who was throwing hard, like in the 70s, legitimately, and he held our team to one hit on the day, and it was my son got the hit. So
nice,
like a legit hit, roped it to left field and everything. So, anyways, I like the fact that I'm not the coach of the team, so I can get out there and take some photos of him at the plate.
Yeah, that's nice.
Got two strikes on him, and he knows to choke up. So good for him.
Okay, all right.
And then we can talk about it now, I guess, real quick before we get into it. I shot a bunch of the Spieltag covers for our games, and one of which will be my challenge photo. But here are a couple of other ones. So this is the new guy, Trent. Canadian guy, hence O Canada. This is in camera, him just poking his head out of the dugout, and the fence kind of going off in out of focus in the distance.
Yeah.
This was snapped as a backup in case I screwed up the actual image I went to take. I was waiting for the sun to go down so I could take a kind of a night image and a cool with the fog machine and the whole thing. But I was like, I better get a backup image just in case, not just in case, when I blow the real one.
Right.
Which I did. The other one was awful. I think I posted it on Instagram like a month ago. It sucked rocks. And so luckily, I had this simple one as a backup.
Yeah, it looks good. I like it.
And then I shot a couple more with the kids. I was doing it for my son's team, and so I didn't want to do my son in the first game. That would look weird. And so we got my buddy's kid. He's the catcher, obviously, hence the catcher's equipment.
Right.
And then the other kid, I actually used the green background move with the grass because I actually liked it for this kid. It was on purpose, and so. All three of those shot with the 300 mil, out of camera, zero Photoshop aside from the text.
Yeah, it looks good. Simple. Yeah, they all look good.
Yeah. So I'd like to go back in time and tell myself to buy that lens like 10 years ago. So, I don't know. The 70-200 served me well, but... we've moved on.
Okay.
So I see you have shot something interesting.
Yeah, I shot a a self-portrait. It was actually a setup for my sister-in-law's birthday. I set up a little photo booth in the living room on the white background, and we were all watching the Canucks game because, for those that don't know, the Canucks are in the playoffs, and it's a big deal here in Vancouver because if you take out COVID, where they didn't have any games in the arenas, that was the last time the Canucks were in the playoffs. So it was held at a neutral site with no fans. So it's been 9 years since the Vancouver Canucks have been in the NHL playoffs and had any home games. So it's kind of a big deal going on in here, and it's pretty much all that anyone's talking about, other than the weather, of course. So we had my sister-in-law over for her birthday and set up a little photo booth, and I was wearing a pair of Canucks sunglasses that Jack got at Rogers Arena. He went to one of the viewing parties when the Canucks were on the
free.
It was for charity. They did I don't know, it was $10 or $15 tickets, and all the money went to charity. But they did a viewing party.
The glasses were free.
Oh, I don't know what the glasses. I don't know. But everything, the Canucks did a great job. They basically reduced concession prices. This is for the game where Vancouver is in Nashville. So they open up the arena and they basically have everybody, do it like a real game, like the announcers, the O Canada, everything. And they sold it out. I think they sold it out twice for these viewing parties. And anyway, so those were the glasses.
And it live streams on the scoreboard, the actual scoreboard screen, or they bring other screens in?
I think there's other two, but I think they have they have a massive screen at Rogers Arena. So that's where most people are watching it. And then they give you all the rally towels just like at the regular games and stuff, because they're trying to make the atmosphere the same as a game. So anyways, it was a good thing. Jack really enjoyed it. And anyway, so brought these glasses home, and I thought, well, I got to take a setup shot. This is before we did the birthday photo booth. I got to do a setup shot with me wearing these glasses. So that's what you're seeing there.
So I'm going to need you to wear these unironically for the next 2 months.
Yeah. They're awesome. They say Canucks. Can you see that?
Yes. So again, I ask if they're free, because again, my son has a pair of these, not the Canucks one, like the exact same glasses, but they're not branded Canucks. They're branded something else. It was at when we were in Vancouver 2 years ago at Kitts Beach, was a beach volleyball tournament, and some eye doctor or somebody was handing them out. I don't know who was handing them out. But he got a pair of these, cause they're like a knockoff version of a very expensive pair of glasses, right?
Yeah, like Oakleys or something. Kids love. Yeah,
I don't think the kids don't wear them. They just wear them upside down on the peak of their baseball hat.
Sure.
Right, and so I get it. I'm gonna need you to really wear these out like so much that they just no longer function because you've worn them so much.
Okay, I'm gonna need a prescription version then, because
they'll fit over top.
Yeah, they'll need to, because I don't trust myself to navigate a busy street without my actual glasses.
Solid point.
Yeah.
But imagine the tan line you're going to get.
Oh, yeah, that would be sweet.
That you should actually just wear them on your head the whole time. Look at that tan line.
Yeah. Good idea. I'm going to try that.
Yes. The options are endless. Now, does your sister-in-law and your friends and people in general appreciate the fact that you, not only do you, but you are able to relatively easily set up a kick-ass white background photo booth in your living room at will?
Maybe. I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I think people do appreciate it.
Or have you done it so much that it's like, well, yeah, it's expected now. It's the bare minimum.
Yeah, maybe. I used the R6 this time, and I used the little remote so you can see it in my hand. The main thing being, because I don't know what you find when you do a photo booth, but the beauty of that remote is that it does the focus. So it actually has the focus on the remote. So, you know, because you set it up for kids and they move forward and backward and all around. And depending on the size of the group, you get somebody is not in focus or whatever. So I don't want to set it up and then afterwards go through all these photos that are all out of focus. So this is kind of pretty foolproof. As long as they push the focus button first, and I set it on the eye focus, so it just finds, you know, the closest person's eye. I even put a piece of tape down on the floor and said, hey, if you're anywhere standing around this piece of tape and you push the focus, it's going to be in focus 100% of the time. So they did, and it worked out well. And then I just set a 2-second timer, and you push it and try to hold it behind your back, and the end. So yeah, I do also like the background like adjustment tool in Lightroom. If people are using Lightroom, if they haven't tried it, they should. So in this scenario, mm-hmm. if your lighting isn't perfectly even on the background, it does a pretty great job at selecting the background, and you can just bring the white up so that it's perfectly uniform white in 2.5 seconds. So great addition to one of the more, I don't know, that's probably a year old now when they added that simple mask for the background. So in the case of photo booths, absolutely a amazing tool versus trying to do cutouts in Photoshop, which you can do it. It just takes more time because if the selection's not perfect or whatnot. So
right.
Anyways, love that little tool in Lightroom.
I find that it does a great job of going from light gray to white, but if you push it, like anything else, it could look goofy,
sure.
But it get most of the way there, and if you miss, it is awesome to have that. Now I was thinking about getting one of those remotes, but I actually like the app on my phone because, like, with that remote, I'm guessing you don't have to like struggle with the network connection, and then it won't reconnect, and then you have to reboot your camera and reboot your phone, and then stand. You don't have to do all that. You don't get to do all those fun things.
That's true. Yeah. It's also, yes. I don't know how much you want to be handing your phone around to small children if you're doing a photo booth with a group of smaller children. I don't know that you'd want to be handing that phone around. The nice thing about the remote is you just leave it on the table, and when anyone wants to do photo booth, they just pick up the remote and hit the two things, the focus and then the shutter. If they forget the focus, chances are, as long as the last person hit it, that it's going to be in focus, but I usually just, as a fail safe, get them to hit the focus each time.
You may have sold me on this.
Yeah, it's only, and it's not expensive. I don't remember what it was. I mean, it's not, they're not giving them away. It's maybe $60, but it's a pretty worthwhile purchase if you want to take these sort of selfies. You seem to be using your phone a fair amount for the selfies. I would definitely recommend just getting the remote. Yeah.
Well, it's listing, the Canon one here is listing as 37 euros, which is probably in line with what you're describing.
Yeah.
But there's one, a knockoff that's cheaper at 30 euros. That's 7 euros in my pocket for the knockoff.
Sure. Sure. I do not know anything about the knockoff, and it might be perfectly fine, or it might be a giant pile of garbage.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but for $7 though.
Yeah.
That is a
half a happy meal.
2-inch Subway sandwich right there.
Yeah.
That is a pair of Canucks sunglasses that you found on the bus. That's sure. What that is worth.
Yeah.
So I could be getting it, because I actually didn't post it because I had to cut down the images I post, number I post. But I took a team photo of our whole baseball team, like my team that I play on, and I ended up using my phone. No, I used my kids as the remote because I didn't want to get involved. But I that would have been a good opportunity to use the actual little remote because I'm in the photo. It's probably because the Canon one is pretty good. The Fuji one is not very good for the X100. It makes me cry a lot, the app. And so I'm still going to look into getting the Canon one because why not?
Yeah.
All right. All right. We talked about a lot of photo stuff this week. That's not like us. Do you want to talk about muffins or something for a bit?
No, stick to photos. Yeah.
Yeah. Good thinking. Let's get right into the challenge / topic then. And that is the April monthly challenge. Accidentally went long lens. Who knew, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a surprise.
I knew. The answer is I knew. And I absolutely... Speaking of muffins, I lobbed that muffin right over my own home plate because I knew I'd be doing it. So let's look at yours. Now, okay. It's your son. Is he sad about something?
No, I saw a photo online. I was just kind of looking for inspiration, and we've gone to a couple of Mariners games this season, just the down and back. Like, we literally leave after school, drive to Seattle, 2.5 hour drive, midweek, watch the Mariners, and then turn around and drive home, get home at like 12:30. So we've done that
midweek.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We've done it on awesome. Tuesdays, because they have these special nights where, because again, I think the Mariners have a hard time filling their stadium. Well, I can tell you, I know they have a hard time filling their stadium midweek, and the Mariners are a good team. But we went and watched Ellie De La Cruz, absolutely the
Reds
best young player that to come along. He's essentially, you know, the next. They're gonna have to make new categories for him for statistics. Like, he's so good. But yeah, he's like a 6'6" shortstop. If you haven't seen him play, you should watch him. It's only his first full year, because he came up partway through last year, and he's everything. So we wanted to go see him, and believe it or not, they put him on the series was midweek. That's not a big deal, but they can't sell these seats. So they have like, oh, you can get $10 tickets. And guess what? We'll also give you a Ken Griffey bobblehead on the same night. So we did that, and we did another one of these discounted cheap nights where they gave a bobblehead of Julio Rodriguez the week before or 2 weeks before. So we went on two Tuesdays, and I took Sarah and Jack, and I took one of Jack's friends, and we just did this down and back. And then we had so much fun that we did it again. But he got one of these Mariners jerseys because we were in one of the team stores, and they had like a traded players section. And he's like, he had some birthday money, and they're like, all right, it's a $250 jersey, but it's Jared Kelnick, who got traded to the Braves last year. So $60. So he's like, yeah, I'm buying a traded player jersey. And so I thought, I'm going to
This wasn't a game worn. This is what they had in stock. They're getting rid of.
This is just, they had a section which was like, hey, clearance for traded players jerseys. He got traded at the end of last year. And so Jack was like, yeah, it's a third, well, less than a third the cost. He's like, I'm buying this. So yeah, he had some of his money, and he really wanted a Mariners jersey. So he bought it, and we did that. But yeah, back to that Ellie De La Cruz guy quickly. He's like he's leading the majors in stolen bases at 19 stolen bases already. I think 19 or 20, whatever it is. He's got 8 home runs. He was batting in the high 290s. I think he's down around 270 now. But again, they're like,
which is the new 400, by the way.
He's going to be they're going to build a category, which is like 30 home runs and 80 stolen bases or 90 stolen bases. Like, he's Usain Bolt playing baseball. Like, it's insane how fast this guy is. So,
plus he almost quit like 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's kind of good. Like,
he was going nowhere. He was stalled, apparently. This is the story I heard. He stalled in the minors, and he was going to quit, and then he stuck it out, and now he is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I could use little less. He deserves it. If anyone can do it, it's him. He deserves it. But I could use a little less of the celebration backflip stuff. Like, it's a little over the top.
I don't mind any of that. I mean, just because
he's not the only one. He's not the only one.
It's entertaining. I enjoy it. I like all the little sellies and stuff. So no, I'm all for it. I don't like it necessarily to be emulated too much at a kid level, but as far as paying to go see it, I'm like, yeah, I love the players. Look like they're having fun. Like, yeah, I know. I'm good with it as a fan. But anyway, so the photo that I did was like, okay, I saw this photo, a baseball photo, online, and just looked like an interesting pose. I'm like, okay, well, let's try to do something and replicate it, sort of a dark image. But I couldn't find my black background, because that's kind of what I envisioned, was a black background and kind of a player looking down instead of looking at the camera. And if he's going to look down, I thought, okay, well, if you put the baseball hat backwards, then you can still see the face. If you put the brim and he's looking down, well, then it's just whole face is in darkness, which I didn't want. So I went with a green screen background, and then clamshell lighting from the side, 2 umbrellas and 2 flashes, and then with every intention of making it black, but I turned my house upside down. I could not find my black background. So it turns out it's green screen. It's really simple. You just cut it out in about again, 5 seconds in Photoshop. Right. And then just using the quick selection tool, it was super easy, especially when you don't have long hair to have to worry about or fringing. So if you do a decent job lighting, it's super easy to cut it out. So the cutout was pretty much the auto cutout, and then just threw the black background in that I originally intended in the end. So I actually put together a bigger thing that I don't want to mention until next month for Lisa's Mother's Day, and she's not going to listen to this, so she'll never hear about, involving both Sarah and Jack in the Mariners jerseys, and she's wearing the baseball pants too and doing some goofy poses and stuff. So that will be a setup for Mother's Day. So this, I had to choose one because I didn't want Lisa to get any hint that for whatever reason our kids were both in Mariners attire and posing. She'd see this on Instagram and kind of tip right. off her Mother's Day photo gift. So I had to go with just a single because I could explain this when she sees it on Instagram.
So I shouldn't use the hashtag Mother's Day gift.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah, probably not. Okay. That would be best.
I'll leave that out. No, that looks really, really cool. And then the light on the bat looks to be like a color. Did you throw a gel in there, or is that just...
No, that's just the way I guess it's just the bounce off the bat. I looked at that too, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, because it's just regular flash and umbrellas. So just the way it bounced off, I don't know. Maybe part... Okay. Yeah, because it's not even green, so I don't know. I really like simple clamshell with umbrellas, though, because the quality of the light and the shadows and everything on the subject here, it looks better than general umbrella light. I thought when I'm looking at all the creases and the jersey and stuff, I'm like, it's a super easy setup that if anyone has two flashes and two umbrellas, I mean, this is really easy. And I just like how the light just kind of, again, on the face, you get, you know, patches of darkness and the light on the nose. And yeah, just for future reference, I'm like, this is something that I would do for a team, like just one after another, simple lighting, different poses. But because I know that I could cut them out and do all sorts of things with it after.
As the great Jack Horner once said, the shadows in life, babe. So,
sure.
Yeah. I just bought some umbrellas. I bought a 3-pack of umbrellas because I was using two umbrellas. One broke and it was still acceptable. I mean, it would poke your eye out if you came near it, but it was still working. And then I went to take the picture of the catcher that I showed earlier on one of the covers. And I brought my son along and said, okay, here's your job, buddy. It's a little bit windy today. I didn't bring sandbags. Even if I did, it wouldn't help. Your job is to hold this flash stand, the light stand, so it doesn't blow over. And he did it magnificently for the first 90 seconds and then wandered off. And, of course, it blows over. The flash survived, but the umbrella did not. So I just picked up a 3-pack of very simple umbrellas, very not huge, for I don't know whatever I found in change in my sofa. It was pretty cheap now.
So okay.
Definitely get some more umbrellas if you need them, because you can do lighting like the clamshell lighting like this. One quick note too. Also, Jack's gonna want to. A lot of scuffs in the bat, that's awesome. Means he's hitting the ball. But the ones on the very end are going to get costly for you if he keeps doing that.
Okay. Yeah, this is just, they're not even using wood bats this year. So this is just kind of they all like to have them. So this is just a fun bat that's had a couple years of use. So this isn't a recent bat. So we're okay. If he breaks it now, it doesn't owe us anything.
No, of course. No, I hear you. My son wants one as well, and I actually have a whole bunch of ash, which this is maple that I'm guessing he's swinging, judging by the grain pattern, because you can't really buy ash anymore for some reason. But my father-in-law cut down a big ash tree in his property like a year and a bit ago, and so I cut a bunch of blanks out of it. Not even blanks yet. I cut a bunch of big chunks out of it, and they're drying in my attic right now. So hopefully I can make a dozen or so bats for my son at some point. Yeah,
that's fine.
Or not. Or it might be firewood. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is ash, and I happen to love ash. Can't buy them anymore. Maple's also good. But there you go. All right, so my shot for this month is, we haven't even got into the, holy cow. My shot for this month is the softball Spieltag cover. We have a new player this year, comes from New Zealand, and so we put her on the cover. So this year, I didn't want to do, last few years we've kind of done a lot of sort of spin-off, take-off covers, like, oh, here is, the girls wanted to do E.T. one year. I did all Tom Cruise movies from the 80s for the men's team. I didn't want a theme this year. I kind of wanted to do sort of the Sports Illustrated cool-looking portrait photos. So, and think of like a cool headline that sort of ties in with you know, the person and the situation and all that stuff. So that's what we went with. I had something in mind to go down to the park, but that evening the clouds rolled in, got cold, and hammered wind and rain. So we got to the park, and it was just ugly out. So I said, all right, well, we're going to have to shoot in the rather small dugout, the small, ugly, not decorated, just a mess of a dugout on the softball field. And so here's the plan. I'm going to light this. I'm going to throw a flash outside the dugout, a hard light. And she's young, so you can use hard lights. You don't have to use umbrellas like you do on someone like myself, or I'll say you.
Sure.
So through a full CTO on a flash as far away from the dugout as I could out in the field, and blasted it through so we could get the chain link fence as a gobi. Gobo. Gobi's not a thing. That's a desert. I meant to say gobo. So use that as a gobo. And then I threw a CTB in an umbrella camera left and behind her to sort of give her that top light, that sort of top slash backlight of the blue to separate from the background. I tried to flag the light off of the background. That's the back. That's the side wall of the dugout in the background there. I couldn't quite flag it off, so it kind of lights up. It's fine. It's out of focus, so it doesn't distract, I don't think. But other than that, again, 300 mil lens, handheld at 1/160th of a second. The IS in the camera and the lens combo is unbelievable to be able to hand hold a 300 mil. And also I had to lean up against the back, the other side of the dugout, because we're almost out of room. So that's how we got to this one.
It looks good.
Thank you. I was thrilled with it. I was really happy with the one I took the week before of Trent outside the dugout. But then I thought, well, this is better. And fun fact, I had taken just before we did, before the weather rolled in, I took just a proper, simple clamshell headshot of her in her uniform to use, like, for, you know, in the program kind of thing, right? Went to do this. Well, it was nice and light out at that point. So we snapped that photo, went in the dugout, and it got really, really quite dark. So that when I snapped this photo, her pupils were so dilated that she looks like she has black eyes. Those doll's eyes, the shark's eyes. You know, she had those. That's right. Jaws, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Quint, anybody? So she had, it looked like she had black eyes, and it was, I did not like it. So I Googled, went, checked online on YouTube, and how do you create iris, like enhance the irises and all this stuff. And I tried a bunch of things and it did not work. So what I ended up doing is I actually took her irises from her headshot that we took earlier outside with her pupils. Wait, dilated means big, right?
Yes.
So when they're down small like this, what's that called? Undilated?
Constricted?
Constricted, probably. It's not 100% constricted, they're smaller, but they're more reasonable. So I took those irises cut them out and I pasted them exactly over top of her existing ones here so that her eyes would pop out.
Gotcha.
So those are her eyes. However, that was clamshell lighting, which meant two catch lights. I had to remove a catch light so it would be consistent with the lighting in this shot.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's the dedication I do.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Green screen, huh?
Yep.
Okay. You made the right call. So there's that. Anyways, as I said, I'm going to probably shoot every cover this year. I'm going to do all for all my son's games, just for online only, and then all the softball, all the baseball. Probably going to shoot all of them with the 300 mil lens. Because when you have a hammer, everything's a nail. So.
Right.
All right, let's get into the good stuff. This is the listeners. If they're still listening, it's an hour in. We're going to get to theirs. So first up, the challenge was long lens. What was your lens that you use? I would never got to that part.
70 to 200, yeah.
And at 200?
No, I think because it was in my house, so I did it as far as I could back up without getting a wall or whatever in front of me. So I'm 120-ish, I would say.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So first up, we have Sean Eliason with Bloom. And this is not the long lens. This was, I don't know if I missed it. This was from last month. We did not talk about this one. Did we? I'm sure we would have. I would remember it if
no,
if
we I, didn't. I haven't seen this photo.
So I don't know if I missed it. It says it was uploaded on March 21st. I don't know if it was posted in our group until after or I missed it. Either way, I wanted to make sure we got honorable mention from last week because this is a really cool photo. I from what I understand, it's a triple exposure on film. So that would be in triple exposure in camera with the different lighting. So it looks really, really cool. And I wanted to make sure everybody saw that. So there you go. That's all. We probably would have given more to it. What was the topic last?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Hopefully triple, it was triple exposure.
Triple exposure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Great job.
Just nailed it, in my opinion, using all the different colors. So, boy, now I can't. It's been a whole month that's gone by. So there's that. Anyways, check this out online. Check out Sean's photo. All right. Next up. So starting, I got, where are we starting with for the long lens? Roger Dahlman. Is that who you have next?
That's who's next.
All right. So he wrote me a text that I probably read at some point, and I have not got back to you, Roger. I'm sorry. It probably came at a bad time, but he was explaining something to do with this. He was worried that you and I were going to rip on this photo, I think.
No, I like this photo.
Yeah. I've never seen Santa Claus in the water before. Mm-hmm. And so.
Or Yeti. Could be a Yeti.
Could be. What if it's the same person? Yeah. So there's that. So this is in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And then you have to read the rest on because the screen capture didn't do it all. So I have to read the rest. But this is a kayaker, I guess.
Yep. Looks like it.
With a long lens. So I think it looks really quite cool.
The colors are great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, really great. I don't know if this is a super long lens. I'm guessing he had a long lens and then zoomed in a little more digitally based on what I'm looking at, like just the sort of the bokeh in behind. That would be my guess, but I don't know for sure. Either way, cool image.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Chad Hogue, and this is another school play. Look at that. Well, I know you're not a school play, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So Luke, a local junior high production of Newsies.
Oh yeah, we did this one. Sarah's group did this one like two shows ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he used his longest, fastest lens, which I don't know what it is. I'm sure it listed down below. So I could shoot in low light. I could have dropped my ISO and shutter speed for this shot. But then he mentioned something about he likes the grain and whatnot, which does. The noise and grain really add to this, in my opinion. It looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, it might just be random, like the clothing, but am I seeing banding in the background, or is that just the plaid clothes?
I think it's the close.
Okay. I would be surprised because I did check. It was 3200 ISO and it was the R6, which I've not experienced banding. Not since 2006 with digital cameras anyways, let alone at all with that. So I figured it must be something to do with that. I think it looks really, especially, I didn't know he knows Charlize Theron. That's what I thought it was right away. It's like an old photo of Charlize Theron or something.
Sure. No, it looks great. And, you know, the lighting of these plays really makes it kind of fun if you are allowed to shoot photos. Obviously, it sounds like he's the designated photographer, so that helps.
If he isn't, probably should be.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, well done. I appreciate that too, because I mean, also when you see these productions, yes, a lot of them, like, the lighting is, you know, pre-done for you, and hopefully the actors hit their marks and whatnot, and makes it even better. But you can still mess it up. Like, you can still overexpose or try to get too much in one shot. And this does not do that. This gets exactly what you need to be exposed properly, and in black and white looks fantastic. I assume the play itself isn't in black and white. It's probably in color, and he made this black and white.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well done. All right, next up, Scott Broey. I knew he would excel at this one because I know he has some long, long lenses.
For bird photography, right?
For birds. This is the weirdest looking bird I've ever seen.
Yeah. I don't even see its wings.
No. I'm impressed. Side eye taken at 500 squirrelimeters. All right, now I wish I hadn't read that.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. No, it looks really cool, though. Yeah, so 500 mils. That was one of the lenses I was looking at getting, was it the 400 to 600 or 200? No, what is it? But I was thinking about going, like, do I need to go even further, like out in the 500 mil range? I do not, but this looks really cool at that range.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, this is razor sharp. The bokeh goes out very quickly, or the depth of field, I mean, and the bokeh looks fantastic. Of a squirrel.
Sure.
Yeah. So, well done. Next up, Kenneth Skalivic, taking a bit of a turn from what he normally does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of, I guess, been inspired by your sports photography.
Yes, I take full credit for everything that Kenneth does. That seems reasonable.
I don't even think this isn't even his kid. He probably just went out and photographed a random kid playing at the soccer field, which is a bit weird, Kenneth.
I don't think you can do that. I think there's rules on that. Okay.
All right.
At least societally.
Yes.
So there's that. Yeah, it looks like up in his neck of the nape on April 14th, it was a bit chilly as well. So don't feel so bad, hence the toque. But this looks really cool. Like this is, so at this age, I'm not sure what age we're looking at here exactly, but younger. And so it's not as if soccer is a super dynamic sport at this age. Even the higher end stuff, it's tough to get like a good photo, but he's got some of the movement in here. It's interesting. The background goes out of focus. I'm guessing he's got one of those, the soccer field has one of those European fences that are just awful to look at. We have them here. They're just, I don't know what they did not, it's not chain link. It's just a hot mess. Functional. It works. Ugly to look at. So it's best to keep that out of focus. Other than that, what do you want to say? It looks great to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really good.
All right. Now we got... Okay, so Sonke has two in a row.
Okay.
Here's the bonus entry just seconds before his real entry, and then the other one is... so he's declaring the motion one the real entry.
Okay.
All right. So we'll go with that one.
I like the motion one better.
It is. I think what he's probably looking at is the fact that he didn't. The shutter speed is kind of slow, based on the movement, And maybe he wanted to stop it. I don't think he had to.
No, I don't think he had to either. No, it looks good. I like the motion in this scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, the other one's fine too, getting in close and seeing that. But that's something that most anybody could accomplish, I'm certain. Maybe not quite in so close, because you're gonna get attacked by the peregrine falcon. I don't know. What is that? What is that, Adam? You're a bird guy.
Nope, not a bird guy.
1000% Scott is yelling at his iPhone right now to tell us that is not a peregrine falcon. That is a lady hawk.
Okay.
I'm just as Matthew Broderick movie. Remember that?
No.
That is the Falcon and the Snowman.
No.
Oh, my God. Have you not seen any of these movies?
No.
Timothy Hutton, Sean Penn, working as a spy.
What's the movie?
The Falcon and the Snowman. I said it out loud right in front of you.
Oh, no, I didn't know that was the title. No, I have not seen that. No.
Great movie. Check it out. I highly urge you. And then, spoiler alert, later on, he breaks out of jail, and there's a whole second novel. I forget what it's called. The Falcon Takes Flight or something like that. Flight of the Falcon? I don't know. I read it. It's good. It's good. It's okay. Good. So, all right. Nice shot. Next up, this might have been taken from your bathroom window.
Yeah, this is in my neck of the woods, close to Gary Point, probably. Oh, yeah, look. Like, it looks like a sunny dog.
Oh, no.
In the bottom corner. I don't know if that's actually her. It might be.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Unfortunately, hard to tell because she's out of focus or he.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of these dogs. But I'd say 50-50 on whether that's actually her. We haven't gone to Gary Point that many times in the last month. So this would
be...
Were
you there on April the 8th?
I'd have to go back in my calendar. Dear Diary, I took Sunny for a walk and saw a tanker, whatever this is.
Yeah, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood up.
Yeah, that would be super funny, though. And I don't even know if he would have known that, right?
I didn't even notice. When I said that, I did not even notice the dog. I just knew that I knew where this was taken, or figured where it was taken. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say 50-50 on whether that's even Sunny, but it might be.
Yeah. If Jennifer Jason... No. Lee. I blew that. If Jennifer Jason Lee starts dating your wife, now you know. Single white. You're going single white female. It's a single white. Come on.
Why would you have snapped a photo of me here, Frank? Like, I guess maybe if it was... No, unlikely that it would have been my wife walking the dog to Gary Point either.
Yeah.
I'm the primary dog walker. So, yeah. Maybe this is Sunny. PDW. Yeah. Frank, say hello next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't bumped into him. He hasn't bumped into you, or you bumped into him. Obviously, I think you know he'd know what you look like.
Yeah, I don't know what Frank looks like.
Your profile photo from 1996.
Yeah.
Back when you were in NSYNC, and you look the same. You look the same. I don't think you look different from then. So sadly. But still looks cool. I this really, really zoomed in, like really crushing the background here, because that boat is, it's like those mirrors. The objects may be larger than they appear, or opposite. Wait, what? Objects in mirror. So this is, the boat isn't on land. This is far out, and he's really zooming in and getting it. Looks really quite cool.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's also a great spot down there. If you ever are around there, if you're ever down in Steveston, stalking Adam and his dog, it's a really cool spot because it's where the Fraser River meets the ocean, and a lot of boats and whatnot. So looks nice job, Frank. Say hi next time.
Good job, Frank. Yeah.
All right, next up, Rod Golda, in the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge, Iowa and Nebraska. Not a common sight to see Canadian geese in trees around Nebraska. That was a Bruce Springsteen song, I think. Canadian geese in Nebraska.
Yeah. Some
bit of a downer.
Something like that.
This is really cool, though. Like, the branch, the diagonal branch, the way the background happens, the lighting, the Christmas of that branch itself. This might be a John Denver album cover.
Okay. I like it too. Yeah, I like all the different lines in this photo, different angles, and the light's cool, and they're kind of standing in almost a little bit of a spotlight. No, it's very cool.
Yeah. If there was snow in it, it would be the album cover for a John Denver and Murray Christmas album.
Okay.
Well, she's Canada Snowbird.
Right.
Right. So there's that. No, I think this looks really quite cool. I've never been to Nebraska.
Me either.
No. I did see The Outsiders, though, and that was Oklahoma, so not the same.
Right.
Yeah, well done. Really, really quite cool. I think the time of day and the lighting looks really, really cool, Rod. Next up, someone taking a page out of the Frank Pang playbook.
Yeah.
Getting the boat.
Yeah.
Marimol 97.
Yep.
A shipwreck.
Okay.
The end. Why is it still there? How come it hasn't gone out back out to sea? Is it wedged in that hard?
I'm not the one to ask that question.
I've not seen this one. There's a wreck I have been to in Australia on Fraser Island. I forget the name of it. Which is it's disappearing actually, which is kind of cool, into the sand or thin air, or sharks are eating it. I don't know. Maybe the dingoes. I'm not sure. But I do appreciate stuff like this, like these sort of shipwrecks that are still there, and change. They change a little bit every year. This kind of reminds me of, I forget where this was taken. I did read it, but now I do now forget. I'll have to go back and look. But I've been to Gold Beach in Normandy for the D-Day landings were, and they dragged. I think it's Gold Beach. Pretty sure it's Gold, where they dragged in the Mulberry Harbor, and some of them sank and just are still left there. And like these floating kind of pontoons that they use for temporary harbor just after the D-Day landings. And they're quite cool to go see because they are ever changing. They are disappearing with the ocean's erosion is the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
So this is really quite cool with the breakwater going right across the boat. Really kind of makes for the photo and keeping the trees in context in the bottom. The shrubbery makes it a very cool photo.
I agree.
Okay. Last up, actually my favorite one of all of them. I think, you know, one of the other winners could be Newsies.
Yeah.
Not the squirrel. That one's, I mean, if there was something below last, then maybe that would be there. the John Denver and Murray compilation is good. But I saw this one and I immediately liked the mailboxes from Ken Ellenwood.
Tell me why. It's fine. It's like, I would not have like looked at this one and said like, this is the winner this week. So you tell me why.
I like the mail.
okay.
I like getting mail. I like sending mail. I am a male.
Yes.
So, no, that's not why. To me, it's the simplicity of it all. I love what's going on. Is this in Hawaii? Which I've never actually been. You've been to Hawaii. I've not been to Hawaii.
Yep.
So I love the simplicity of it. I love the fact, to me, it's there is no sidewalk. It's just your mailboxes just sitting out there, the most basic of technologies, and there is something great about it. And I like the fact that we have to go out of focus in the background, in the foreground, we're focusing on only one of them, the bright color, the interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Not to disparage the other ones, but there's just something about this, if not for the I read that it's in Hawaii. I don't know that I would have guessed Hawaii. Could be Point Roberts for all I know. But just the whole aesthetic here, the colors, the everything, it's really resonating, Ken.
Okay, it spoke to you. There you go.
Yeah, so well done. So that's the winner.
Okay.
And it had to be long lens. You couldn't do this with a wide angle. That'd be stupid.
Right.
So there you go. All right. Once again, thanks everybody for submitting. I urge everybody to check out the other submissions. Let's get some for May. Challenge for May, Adam.
Okay.
If you can do better than action, that's mine. Action.
Sure. That sounds good.
Okay, good. Yeah, I want to have some fun with this one, and we'll get that. Mine will probably be baseball action at the German Championships. Shocker. With a long lens, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
Of the greatest baseball player to ever lace him up, my son. Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. Second place is of distance. Far, far. I don't know. I honestly don't even know. We'll find out. I'll let you know. I promise you this, Adam. I will be honest and objective about how he fits in.
Okay.
Okay. So if he leads the tournament in strikeouts at the plate, I will let you know.
Okay.
And if he leads up in bombs, home runs, but I mean giving them up on the mound, I'll let you know as well.
Okay.
I also beat the crap out of him. Because, come on, try harder. Daddy's watching. Let's go.
That's right.
All right. All right. Websites. Well, first of all, thanks, Adam. Thanks for making the time. I know it's not, even now, once a month, it's really difficult for us to make that time. So I appreciate you doing that. And to the listeners out there, thanks for sticking it out for the whole month and then getting an entire month worth of podcasting in this 4 hours that we right. just did.
Yep.
So there's that. But websites, where give us the name of the theater.
Instagram. Oh, it's Delta Youth Theater.
Check out Delta. I'll put a link on the, if I'm smart enough, put a link on one of our websites there and check that out. Get that up to 2.8 million and 11. That's our plan to get that video up.
Okay.
My stuff, you know the deal, Holzfeller at woodworking.com, alanatridge.com, but the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, the photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next month, get out there and make better photos.